From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting airstrikes on Islamic State militants. The U.S.-led coalition has launched airstrikes on Islamic State targets in the Iraqi city of Tikrit. Iraq asked the U.S. for the support as it struggles to retake the strategically important city from Islamist militants. Yemeni officials say forces allied with Houthi rebels have captured the international airport in the city of Aden. Hours before that, Yemen's current president fled his residence in Aden. The fall of the Aden airport comes as Houthi rebels also advanced on the city. Earlier Wednesday, warplanes from bases controlled by Houthi rebels and their allies targeted the presidential complex in Aden. There are conflicting reports on Mr. Hadi's whereabouts. Obama administration officials say they will not confirm reports that he has fled the country. Ukrainian police arrested two senior government officials on corruption charges Wednesday. The chief of emergency services and his deputy were handcuffed and taken into custody in the middle of a televised cabinet meeting. Prime Minister Arseniy Yatsenyuk accused them of stealing from people during a time of war. The arrest came just hours after President Petro Poroshenko removed a regional governor from office in a dispute over control of the country's oil producers. Officials in Nigeria say Boko Haram militants have kidnapped hundreds of people, including many children, from a town on the border with Niger. The Nigerian government spokesman tells the Associated Press that militants abducted residents of Damascus in Borno State as they withdrew from the town earlier this month. The spokesman said the Islamist extremists went to the primary school in the town, rounded up the students and teachers, and then retreated. This is VOA News. A United Nations report finds that human rights defenders in Libya are subject to violent attacks and threats. The report by the UN Support Mission in Libya and the UN Human Rights Office in Geneva presents a very bleak picture of a fragmented, ungovernable society. Lisa Schlein reports.
UN officials warn Libya is falling apart as fighting between two competing governments, as well as among a number of splinter groups, continues unabated. Added to this destructive mix, they say, is the increasingly dangerous presence and threatening activities in the country of the Islamic State group known also as ISIS or ISIL. The report notes humanitarian emergencies are growing and the human rights situation is severely deteriorating, with human rights defenders at particular risk. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Speaking to a joint meeting of the U.S. Congress today, Afghan President Ashraf Ghani paid tribute to American and allied forces for their sacrifices in support of his country.
We have made great sacrifices, we Afghans, but then it's our patriotic to do so. You, on the other hand, had a choice, and what came to a fork in the road chose to do the right thing. Thank you.
Mr. Ghani's visit to the United States is part of an effort to repair relations between the two countries that became strained after nearly 14 years of waging war against the Taliban. The U.S. military on Wednesday filed charges of desertion against a soldier who left his post in Afghanistan and was held by insurgents for 5 years. A year ago, President Barack Obama traded 5 Taliban militants for Sergeant Bo Bergdahl's safe return to the United States. Bergdahl also faces charges of misbehavior before the enemy. If convicted in a court-martial, Bergdahl could conceivably face life in prison. He also could lose pay and have his military rank reduced. The leaders of France, Germany, and Spain met Wednesday near the site where a German Wings Airbus A320 crashed into the French Alps, killing all 150 people aboard. French President François Hollande, German Chancellor Angela Merkel, and Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy talked with rescue workers at a staging field in Seine-les-Alpes. Israeli President Reuven Rivlin has formally asked Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to form a new government. Mr. Netanyahu said he accepts the task with a sense of deep responsibility. He said it is time to put the election behind, adding that he is the prime minister of all Israelis. The prime minister's Likud party won the most votes in last week's parliamentary election. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.